בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום חמישי בשבת קודש, בית בטבת, זאת חנוכת המזבח, לסדר ויגש. We're up to page קוף חף. מתי הגיעו מעשה למעשה אבותיי? אמרו חזל, this is in תנא דבליהו, לפי כך הייתי אומר שכל אחד ואחד מישראל חייב לומר מתי הגיעו מעשה למעשה אבותיי, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב. A person constantly must ask himself, when will my actions resemble those of our forefathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. לכאורה יש לשאול, כיצד יגיע אדם למדרגת האבות הקדושים? וכי יכול אדם לעקוד את בנו כמו אברהם אבינו עליו שלום? או לעמוד ממש בכל הניסיונות שהתנסו בהם האבות? What exactly does this מאמר חזל mean? Do you really think that we're on the level to do an עקדת יצחק or to pass all the tests that the אבות הקדושים did? So what exactly is this, you know, is this analogy? אך ההסבר הוא, שיאמר מתי יזכה שהמצוות שאני מקיים יהיו כמו אצל האבות, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, שעשו מתוך אהבה ויראה. The idea is that we want our mitzvot to resemble those of the avot, who did it so wholeheartedly, with so much אהבת השם, so much יראת השם, שכמו כן אנו לפי דרגתנו, נניח תפילין וברך בשלמות הלב, וכן זה הדרך. We should do מעשה המצוות with such completion like the אבות הקדושים. Yeah.
Relying on a kula mean the lack of
Yerushalayim? Not necessarily. It depends on the situation. A person, there's two different things. If a person is always mechapes kulot, a person's always kind of, you know, looking for the kulot, then that's a lack of Yerushalayim.
Say someone's in a place where they serve sveik sveika b'shulachum every day, and he wants to have food there, and he just relies on it constantly.
It's okay. But that's because of a situation. He's not looking for kulot. Yeah. That happens to be the people who habitually, they're serial kula, I would say, abusers, and you know, they're like, I don't know, like kula hitmen. They look to take down every kula that there is. You know what I'm saying? That's a lack of Yirat Shamayim. Look to do the deen, look to be machmir as much as you can. Now, those who, also it's not so healthy, those who look for every chumrah in the book, that's also not healthy. I'm saying, where is that coming from? Well, why are you being mechmir on everything? You know what I'm saying? You have to know. וזו העצה טובה למי שיש לו קושי גדול בקיום המצוות. Those who find it difficult to perform the מצוות, כגון בעלי תשובה, שלא הורגלו לזה מגיל צעיר, שיחשבו שמקיימים את המצוות בהתנדבות. Interesting. There are those people who find the מצוות difficult, cumbersome, it's heavy on them. Especially בעלי תשובה, people are not used to it from their youth, so sometimes they find it difficult. He says, you know, it's a good etza to get you to fulfill the mitzvot in a more easier fashion. Think that you're doing it in a volunteer way. When you think of yourself as a volunteer, that you can always opt out, so it's easier. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel like an eved. Why? Sharei avot hakdoshim ayu begeder mi she'enam tzuve va'oseh. Sharei kimu et ha-torah lifnei kabalat ha-torah. Even the avot hakdoshim were volunteers in the kiyum ha-mitzvot. Yes, they fulfilled all the mitzvot, but they were volunteers. Why? The avot hakadoshim were only mitzuveh b'sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, shkoyach. They decided of their own volition to perform all the mitzvot. But that was, and therefore, a person can think, oh, I can be like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're also volunteers, and they did it. B'lev shalem. You know, when you do things on a volunteer, on a voluntary basis, it makes it easier to kind of shoulder that burden. Because you don't feel like you're, you know, that you're commanded to do so. וכך עם הזמן, יראו שהמצוות לא רק שאין בהם תורך וקושי, אלא להפך, מביאים שמחה, וזוכים על ידם לקיים את צון השם יתברך, מתוך אהבה ורצון. The more a person does them, the more he comes to the realization that קיום המצוות is not a burden, but it's something that is, on the contrary, it's something that gives chayut, it's something that gives שמחה. Just like, everybody knows like something about תשובה. You know, when you're trying to get a person to keep Shabbat, ask a Baal Tshuva about how they felt about their first, not Shabbat experience, necessarily, you know, Shabbat dinner. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a Baal Tshuva's first real Shmirat Shabbat. It's so difficult, right? He's like tearing his eyeballs out. Can't wait for it. You know what I'm saying? It feels like you're in jail. Huh? Who's that? Yoshafat?
Yes.
Was he good? Yoshafat? He was? He was on the Knicks, no?
punched a fire extinguisher when he took him out of the playoffs.
באמת? Wow. Pre-Yoshafat. Anyway. So
he said Shabbat was it's a weird experience. Like we call it.
It's a very, for those who are not used to it and are new to Shmirat Shabbat, it can be, mamash, it's like you're in prison for 25 hours. But now, a person who's used to it, you know what I'm saying? Now, imagine somebody came to you, and imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you now and said, okay, don't keep Shabbat. Meaning you don't have to. How would you feel the whole Shabbat? Now that you're used and you know what Shabbat is, you'd be going crazy not having Shabbat. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be able to handle it.
I don't want to go to work on Saturday.
Now, most people, I mean, in America, most people don't work on Saturday. But I'm saying, like, okay, so it's a weekend and whatever. So whatever, you know, I don't know what goyim do on Saturdays. But, like, whatever they do, you know what I'm saying? Party hard on Friday night. Wake up at 12. I don't know. They go to the diner and then to the beach, whatever. That's what I'm very against. When people call it, I cringe when I hear it because it's really, it's like borderline kfira. Would you like to join us for Friday night dinner? Would you like to join us for Saturday lunch? What are you talking about, Matagoy? What are you saying? Friday night dinner? Where is that? Or is that in some, in Cipriani's? Where are we having Friday night dinner? Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's just a formality. I don't know.
No, it's not a formality. It's a goy. You say Seudat Len Shabbat. Give it Kedusha. Seudat Yom Shabbat. You know what I'm saying? Even in Israel, I've heard Israel. Aruchat Shishi. You know what that is? You know, Friday meal. What are you talking about? Why are you talking like a goy? Have Kedusha. Ktsat Kedusha. Seudat Len Shabbat.
Seudat.
Huh?
How does that give it Kedusha? By saying it's a Seudat Len Shabbat.
Because it's not... It's not a Friday night meal. Friday night meal is something that you have under an Xmas tree. You know what I'm saying? What is that? You have what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sit and you make it b'davar shel kedusha. There's kiddush. And how do you start the meal? How do you start the seuda? B'kiddush. Kiddush menashon kedusha. Mention Shabbat, v'ze, divrei Torah, shirot v'tishbachot. On Shabbat also, seudat yom Shabbat. You know, not drunken kiddush clubs. You know those? The kiddush clubs when they come, all dry. That's also another magifa be'am Yisrael. Another, the kiddush club pandemic. Huh? Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. You know how many kids grow up to be alcoholics? How many frum Jewish kids grow up to be alcoholics? Because of what they observe their fathers do at kiddush clubs? Do you know how much business therapists get and all these alcoholic whatever and all sorts of other things? Besides for the zilzul b'kedushat Shabbat. Shabbat's not about gluttony. Shabbat is not about abusing alcohol. Shabbat is about kedusha. To eat well and drink well in the spirit of kedusha, not in the spirit of, you know, ben sorer u'morer zolel v'soveh. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. It's a terrible, you know, the way we have it today. I remember as a kid, you know, you ever see the women's side in any grand kiddush? You know, there's a very big disparity between the men's side and the women's side at any given grand kiddush.
When is there ever a woman's
side? Huh? For Jews who don't mix, Am Yisrael, who doesn't mingle, whatever, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, so yeah, we have anyway, whatever. But there's two sides. There's the men's side and a women's side. Efo, post Matan Torah. That's the way we roll. Anyway, Bekitzer, huh? I'm not talking about, but I'm saying, forget about kiddush clubs for a second. On the men's side of the kiddush, what do you see nowadays? Oh. Sushis and herrings and meat boards and chalents and 50 types of kogels, whatever. And the women's side, they have a few salads, a few cakes, whatever, you know. The women's side is fine for the men too. You know what I'm saying? Eat a little bit, you make kiddush, v'lech habayta, and eat, you know, kamo ben adam. What do you have to... It's a terrible, terrible thing. People eat and drink and whatever, and then they get home. they don't have a seuda. Their wives get insulted. They sleep the rest of the Shabbat. That's not the way. That's not the Kedushat HaShabbat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. That's definitely not it. You want to celebrate whatever it is, a simcha, whatever. Okay, fine, you make a little kiddush. That's what I remember as a kid. A little cake, a little fruit, maximum, you know, Shabbos Mevarchim, a little challenge, a little kugel, shalom, zil. That was it. And everybody was happy and whatever. And as the generations, yeah, I don't really blame whatever, but in Am Yisrael, the only kosher, quote-unquote kosher form of entertainment that Am Yisrael has is what? Food. And more food. And more food. And more food.
That's you get people from the shul.
I'm not talking about No. I'm not talking about, like, you know, certain places where you have to bribe people to come to shul with food. I'm talking about normative, Ashken normative places, you know, very... I just said that word. Yeah. Like, you know, people come... Huh? Of what? Yeah, we're not talking about shuls where you need to bribe people to come to shul with food. People are coming
that's
to shul
like
and davening.
That's like almost every shul.
Okay.
No, I don't know. The davening is quick and the kiddush go to shul.
You know something? That's not what a Ben Terah strives for. You're not supposed to go to the shul with the best kiddush. You're supposed to go, you know, where your heart feels more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're able to pursue your Avodat Hashem more. And then whatever, if there's a kiddush, that's nice, you know what I'm saying? But people's minds revolve around what I'm going to eat at kiddush today and how early I can get out and can I do it between... What kind of thing is that? That's Yadut? You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a Roman thing. They used to indulge. You know what hedonism is? Indulging in materialism and eating. You know that Romans used to have these parties in ancient Rome where they used to eat and eat and eat, and they used to get stuffed, induce vomiting. They would vomit everything out, and then what? And then do it again. And that was the party. You know what I'm saying? That's Esav.
Is that Asur? They were at a party that was great food, and they wanted to eat even more. They pulled their trigger and eat more.
That's definitely, you know, cause for concern about Yichus. Definitely. I would have that guy ask his mother. No, Be'emet. Have a serious conversation with his mother to see what, you know, what his Yichus really is. Anyway, but, you know, Shem Yishmor. That's Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael Kedoshim U'Torim. Am Yisrael, you know, this is not... What the fuck? Yichus? No, Bachur Meuchad. Meuchad Meod. That's the idea, people. Kedusha v'Taura. That's what we do. Shabbos. Shabbos is an experience. It's tapping into Kedusha. You know what I like? There's these, especially in the winter. I love these minyanim. Early minyanim, whether it's nets, not nets, doesn't matter. They're a little bit earlier, a little bit quicker. No talking during davening. No shtuyot. They do the davening. After davening, there's a little kiddush, whatever it is, and yodah, they have a seudah, a little bit, whatever. And then they sit and shtaig for a few hours. Pound, pound, until the parents are ready, whatever it is. That's a yid. That's a yid enjoying Kedushat HaShabbat. The Chazon Ish used to say, if a goy would know what it means to wake up an hour early before Shacharit on Shabbat morning and sit down to learn the Daf Gemara, if he knew the ta'anug of such a thing, all the goyim would be mitgayer.
Should one stay up later on Shabbat or wake up earlier?
Whatever works. Whatever works. But that's ta'anug. That's something I have a taiva for. I'm saying early minyan, you finish, you have a nice small kiddush, whatever, a little bit, or an early seudat Shabbat, and then you sit down and pound and shtaig, and you go to parashat HaShavua, and you do chazara for what you did in the week, and you're sitting down for hours and whatever, while the world still sleeps, and while people are still davening, whatever, and you're shtaiging away, and then by the time they're finished in the main minyan, you're already done, you know, you did a few blat gemara, and you did your seudah shniyah. That's a yid. Eze ta'anug ze. Nechon? En ta'anug kaze ba'olam. You know what I'm saying? That's a big thing. I'm not saying, maybe you stay late, you know, stay up late until to learn and whatever it is. However, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat. But it's the That's real Shabbat. That's real Yud. That's not fake Friday night dinners and Saturday lunch and whatever all the getting numb. Yom Tov.